Unleashed, A Life and Death Job, written and read by Ali Sparks. Chapter 1. First came the smell. A stink which crept low across the floor in company with a rolling grey mist. It was the smell of the nastiest sumps of the Thames at low tide, the river's halitosis, fetid and rank and damp. Lisa put down her cup and eased round slowly on her chair, drawing a shallow breath. Next came the water. Dark rivulets snaking across the wine-coloured carpet, beading on the fine woven Persian pattern and sinking into the tassels at its edge. Lisa allowed her eyes to travel back up the delta of tiny rivers to their source, bare toes, blackened by silt and puffy in the brackish tidal flow. The girl stood in a luminous blue light. Her nightgown had been white, but was now green or brown or grey, depending on where the weed or the barnacles clung. It stuck to her thin frame. Her hair hung in clumps across her face. Once it had been golden and as fine as silk, a perfect frame for her blue eyes. Now it was a dull shade of sludge, and the eyes it framed today were washed out and cloudy, like those of a dead fish. The girl held out her hands, and two frayed bracelets of rope swung on her wrists, heavy with water, silt, and algae. She fixed her dead fish eyes on Lisa and opened her mouth, allowing a small torrent of dark brine to escape down her chin before she spoke.
"Left. Abandoned. I was left," she whispered.
Her voice was so heavy with woe it could barely make it out of her throat.
"Left to drown."
Lisa stared at the girl.